And I used to justify wearing revealing clothing by saying, oh no, I'm getting dressed for me.
Yes, not for you.
Not for you, not for the male gaze. This is what I like, this is what I feel comfortable with. And for a time, that makes sense. Until you realize that, one, people will address you the way, according to how you're dressed most of the time.
You are the one who determines your value. If you dressing in a way that is very sexually stimulated, you are going to be seen as a sexual object.
Sometimes we settle for the things that God hasn't planned for us just because they make us happy in this moment. Dating is the watered down version of what you know you deserve, because you know you deserve better than this 3-year relationship where nothing is going anywhere. But because you're lonely, or because you're broke, probably, you know, female sometimes they guess date for the wrong reasons, but because of all of these things that you want to sort out now, you settle for a relationship you know you're not meant to be in.
Alala, hi, it's your girl, Mommy Dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi,
and welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
We're back home, guys.
We'll be back home for the next three weeks.
Yeah, for a while now.
Unless something decides to come and like shock us, and then we're not back home.
Which life is very unpredictable.
That is so true.
Existence is very unpredictable.
That is so true.
But hopefully we stay here. I'm also mad at you again for wearing black.
Bruh, like, you gotta understand that, like, this is the only warm jacket I have.
You always have an explanation.
No, but, like, guys, please, can brands hit us up? Clothing brands, please hit us up.
Like, we're running our hair. We're 3 months in.
I don't got nothing more to give.
And the wardrobe is looking scary.
Yeah, no, there's nothing more to give. There's nothing more to bring.
I was also, like, quarter to black. Quarter to.
Bruh, for me, it's like, also, this is the only jacket that I own that was warm. Like, warm enough for an exam venue, so Asia just...
And exam venues are cold. Yeah. They're massive and they're cold. Yeah. Like, cold externally, cold internally. Yeah.
And then there was, like, a big red banner that said that cheating will thingy expulsion. The timing. I don't need your pressure.
What, have you ever actually been tempted to cheat?
Not in varsity.
Really?
Yeah, not in varsity. In varsity, well, in my course, it's kind of practically impossible to cheat in venue. Only when you're online. When you're online, is it cheating really when you're online? Like, is it?
That's true.
It's open book, bruh.
During online, COVID, is, we you were can, all
bruh, you cannot expect
ones.
Me to write something at home with my textbook and not open my textbook.
And the thing is, like, they threatened to make it compulsory for us to switch on our cameras during an exam in COVID. Yeah, they failed dismally because we all covered our camera.
Besides even like covering camera, it was the thing of like, Wi-Fi problems, data problems. So unless they
Did
could
you ever
provide
tell that lie?
No. Well, because I didn't have to. So because I stayed at Res, and my Res is like an accounting Res.
Yeah.
If there's a thing that could have caused us not to submit it. It's a majority thing.
Damn.
So if 400 of us suffered, then do I really have to complain? So they would just fix stuff.
Oh, I lied. During COVID. Yo, I said there's no electricity. There's no water.
you just came with it.
Jalo. I was a liar. Through my teeth. My laptop shut down. I was such a liar. I would go get affidavits.
Wow.
Just to confirm my lie.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to.
You didn't want
to. And
any
the thing is, UJ, you can't take my degree back. I got it already.
But technically, it really, like, shame. They knew the truth. Like, they genuinely knew the. But I remember the first assessment we wrote in varsity. So I think maybe they had not prepared for the number of people who would be trying to upload on Link at the same time.
Yeah.
So literally.
2359.
I'm trying to upload 2359 and now it's not working. But I'm not the only one who's 2359ing. It's like it's so many of us. I remember we were outside our rooms. Everybody's outside the room with their laptop trying to like find the Wi-Fi somewhere. It was so insane.
As soon as I see that madness, I'm giving up.
And then they gave us an extension to upload for like another 30 minutes. So in that extension, of course, you fix your things. Yeah. like your answers, you fix them.
I would definitely, I would mobilize the crowd. I'd be like, oh, are you also experiencing internet difficulty? You? Okay, let's all send emails.
And then we inside.
The only hard work I would do is working so hard to get an extension. Mm. Other than that, no. Scammer tendencies.
Chronicles.
In the hood, boy. East side.
Guys, ish, yeah.
Life updates since we're talking about school, vele.
Ish, guys, me, I'm from exam room right now. I literally just ran out of my exam. So like, I came out the exam room like 15 minutes ago. Like, it's so crazy to me. Like, I literally, like, we finished writing. So, like, imagine after writing, we sit there for an additional, like, 20 minutes scanning your papers and submit them. And then, they do, like, authentication things. So after you write, you take a selfie. There's an app. You upload your selfie on the app with your student card. So it's to compare, like, was the person who was writing you and did it match the student card?
Do that.
And then it also has already footage, like, it was like, is this you? Like, there was literally, when I opened the app, is this you? And it was like my picture and my student number. Mm-hmm. Then I had to, like, now take a selfie and I think to confirm that, yes, that's me. And I was like, that's crazy business. So
you
spent 15 minutes doing that.
Yeah.
And then, because now everyone is going to have a Wi-Fi problem. Everyone is going to have, like, my phone doesn't take a selfie problem. So we're there for, like, 30 minutes. So I was on my phone texting.
Yeah.
Preparing for this episode that time.
Well, they only do it for honors students or what?
I think it's honors. It's new to me as well. Postgrad, yeah. So I think it's a postgrad thing.
I also think it's a postgrad thing. Because, again, I would not have a degree if they did that.
But also, like, even with, like, writing, like, on campus, like, you scan your documents and would upload them in undergrad as well. Like, I think second year, yeah, you'd scan and you upload them on ULink or via an email. There's, like, an email you send it to. So it's to ensure that when you ask for a remark, you don't fill in the blank spaces because they have a PDF version of your thing. And also, they don't mark your actual script. They mark based off that PDF. So it also makes the marking process quicker.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank God that wasn't there when I was there.
Yeah.
But also, that shows a lot of mental strength on your side for you to be able to like write for 4 hours and then come span.
Bruh.
You are mentally strong.
Hey, guys, you know, it's like life, man. In this life, Bazalwane, please subscribe to memberships while you're at it. Subscribe to... might as well subscribe to memberships. Don't skip the ads and share this videos,
please,
guys.
Make it worth it for poor
guys. Bra, Ngiyabonga, thank you. But what is your life update?
You know...
Hey, boy.
Why are you always coming with bad news?
Hey, but what happened, man?
I don't know, man. I just don't feel like myself.
Hey, when are you going to start feeling like yourself? We need to go for a cleansing.
At this point, like,
that is so real.
You know, money solves a lot of mental health issues.
That is such a real thing. I like, you know, the perks of being broke is that money is what solves your issues. When you have issues but you have money, what are your issues? What can solve them?
I don't believe it. If you are out here saying, I'm sad, but you have money. Hey. Okay, let him mali kombi so kuthi kwenziwa.
I'll show you what real sadness is. Guys, I would rather not, like, guys, you don't understand the deepness of brokenness. In Kampan, I don't have a relationship with my parents, but every month they pay my rent. They send me money. In Kampan.
Okay, real.
Like, think about it.
I hear it.
Think about it. Like, not like we were in bad terms. Like, but it's like, I don't see you because you are flying in Dubai making money for the house.
Let's test your moral compass, actually. I saw this question on TikTok. Would you rather give, let's say there's $51 million on the table.
Oh, 50
right?
million to charity. 50
million to charity.
Or take or, 1 million.
Or take 1 million for yourself.
Guys, I'm charity. Charity is me. So I would take like 1 million for myself. And then from that 1 million, I'll give like 50 grand to charity. I still gave to charity, but I also cherished myself.
It's not as much.
But then
not as much as
what will charity
million.
Do with 50 million? Just kidding. It's just a joke.
It's just a joke.
It's just a joke.
She's not my real face.
No, but then guys.
She's just joking. That's not not the real her. This is not the real... Like, her mind is so mentally stressed because she comes from an exam. Like, she can't
think straight. Yeah, I don't want to do the school stuff,
she
y'all.
Can't think straight. So that's not the real her. I promise you.
No, shame. Charity does need the money. So I would give money to charity from the 1 million I would take for myself. Because I also need the money. Like, do you understand? Have you ever heard, like, when a beggar knocks on the window and then they ask for, like, money?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wish I could come out of the car and, like, also ask for money with you. I'm that broke.
You're not that broke.
I'm that broke.
You're so theatrical, bro. Like, there's dramatic and then there's stage performance theater and your stage performance theater.
Age,
like,
man.
You just went on a whole tangent about how you are charity.
Ciao.
Scary.
Ciao. Ciao. I am. Like, I am taking that 1 million. I don't care, guys. I don't care.
And she keeps repeating it.
I will take that. Like, why am I going to beat around the bush? I will give to... You know, guys, I always say that if I have money... I'd give money. I actually want money to give money. I love giving, but I don't have money to give.
But they just gave you the opportunity to give 50 million.
Yeah, but I don't have money to give.
That's the money you're giving.
No, it's not money to give. I don't have money to... Don't have money to give. Yes.
Okay.
Imagine giving 50 million to charity, but you can't pay rent.
Well, but you know, what comes around goes around, you know. Hey. What if you give 50 million to charity, then somebody hears about it and then they pay your year's rent? I don't know. Like, what if there's a greater reward in the long run?
See, what if? No, confirm. That million is confirmed.
When you think about it, all the good things that you do are in hopes that they come back around. Anyway, right now as it stands.
You see, for me, when I do good deeds, I never really like hope it'll come back around. It surprises me when it does. And then I'm like, oh, is this good thing happening because I did that yesterday or I did that last week? But I don't do it with the thought of it coming back around.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, I won't do something good just for the aspect of it coming back to me, because then am I really doing something good out of the kindness of my heart? Mm-hmm. Then definitely that 50 million is not coming back around. So in company, if I take the 1 million, then I know that my heart is gratified. And then I give 100,000 or 50,000 to charity. Then I know it's coming from the goodness of my heart.
Okay.
Because I'm not thinking, imagine I would give that 15 million with so much anger to charity. I would say, yeah, it goes to charity. Like, guys, no, you cannot trick me. You cannot trick me.
Okay, we've heard your explanation now.
You cannot trick me. Do you understand 1 million?
Each his own, even though, you know.
Do you understand? When now, what would you take?
Morally.
What would you take?
Morally.
When?
The same.
Exactly. Do you know 1 million?
Like, $1 million?
50 million to charity is nothing to me. As long as it doesn't come to me, it means nothing. Like, it has not changed my life.
$1 million?
1 million changed my life.
$1 million is like 18 million, 19 million rand.
Bruh.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to flip that 19 million into 100 million and then
give 50 million. You see?
Yes.
Purpose.
Yeah, the way we're justifying nonsense is not crazy.
It's real.
But, see now, we went on a whole tangent on like the life update. But I think, there's like a massive decline overall. Like physical health, mental health, spiritual health. What other health is there? I've never been emotionally healthy. Let me not sit here and lie. No. Like, I've always neglected my heart. But I think now it's like, did I do the sound right?
Yeah, you did it right. I hope God picks you up.
I hope
up.
So too. I think I'm in that season. I think it's just the season.
Yes, and then
that's, I think, absolutely necessary for ministry, because I'm life update. Yes, I'm working on a Christian podcast.
Ooh.
Called Christ in a Coffee Shop.
Ooh.
So I think this season is necessary, because if I'm going to be talking about Christ on a weekly basis, and you know, the point of Christ in the Coffee Shop is to make it easier to have Christian conversation or Christ-centered conversations. So there's less pressure for me to be right, but more pressure for me to be honest. And I can't be honest about my walk in Christ without experiencing the things that make you that candid, which is hurt, pain, betrayal, you know what I'm saying, mental health issues. I won't be able to minister in that regard if I don't experience it. You know what I mean?
That's
so true. I need to experience mental turmoil to be able to sit there and be like, this is the way that God showed up for me in anxiety, in terms of this.
Yeah, I think literally like the best analogy is if you see someone and you're like, wow, I want their anointing. You know, have you ever like seen someone and you're like, you want their anointing? There's no such thing as transferring of anointings.
Yeah.
It's a thing of like how great the anointing is proportional to how much fire they had to go through. So the greater the anointing, the greater the burning, the greater the pain, the greater everything. It comes 10,000 times because your anointing will be 10, not even 100 times more. So when I guess it's a part of it. So when like someone sees me and I'm like, I see someone, I'm like, yo, the anointing that they possess, like the wisdom in Christ that they possessed, it means that they have probably gone through fires that my feet could not walk.
Yeah.
So it's a part of like the greater cause, I guess. The greater cause, like pain is necessary.
I don't know if it was like an archangel and saying who put me on God's strongest soldier list, but take me out of that.
No, shame, I've been saying.
Queenly.
I've been telling God, I am not as strong as you think I am.
Yeah, and then he'll be like, no, let me show you.
You are strong.
No.
You will persevere. I always be like, God, if you put me through this, I will not persevere. So don't even bother. Then he puts me through
it. And then you persevere. Then he's like, see, let's do it again. Okay, that's it for our life update. Let's move on to our short topic, Wild Girl Chat, which is the feminine trends that we hate or love.
Feminine trends I hate or love. Yes, you can start.
Dark nails. I hate the... Have you seen them? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What about a dark nail? Oh, the design, the duck.
Yes.
Like those ones. Yes. Okay, no, those aren't cute.
Hate them with all my heart.
But they're cute. Like it depends on the dark nail. Like I've seen in the hands. Like guys, your hands matter when you choose nail design.
No.
Like I've seen them very ugly. But I've seen like one person pull them off and I'm like, I think, I don't remember who it was. I honestly don't, but there was a girl who pulled them off and I was like,
it's a lie from the pit of hell. Those things are disgusting. Like, what do you mean your nails are going this way, honey? That way? They're ugly. And the thing is, like, a pig with makeup is still a pig.
Oh.
Yes. They're horrible. Hate them. Mm. Next.
Okay. For me, let me go on the love train. I actually like have no hate with the 2016 makeup looks.
What the really the bold
glam? Yes, the bold glam. Like I genuinely, I don't hate it. Like literally, it ate this thing of China.
It
like
at the time, you, but you, like if you pull it up now with 2016 makeup,
I think you could make it work if you use 2024 products. 2024 brushes and 2024 like vibes with 2016 makeup, you would make it look
2016
cute.
Makeup is very drag. Very drag.
I think it honestly depends on like your bone, because like back then people didn't know their bone structures and stuff, so everybody was trying to like shy a cheekbone. But if you shy 2016 makeup with your bone structure, you could look feminine if you want.
I want to remind you of what you're talking about right now.
You're looking for a 2016 makeup look?
Yes.
But for me, I feel like it's better than soft glam.
There's no way. Hold on.
It's better than soft glam. Because I feel like soft glam is like, it's that thing where you try and appease, like, you know, men will be like, I love a girl. No, but that was just a bad makeup look. Like, why did you choose the one with the black lip?
Makeup. This is 2016
Wait,
makeup.
Wait, zoom out. Why did she choose the one with the black lips? Like, she could have chosen...
Everybody was wearing black lipstick,
No, okay, there were I'm others. Sure. There I'm were sure. others. Why did you choose the black lip? You see those ones you're scrolling past right now? Pick those ones.
No, wait. They the ones don't prove my point.
No. It's because they're cute.
No.
Let me see that. See, that ain't bad.
No.
That ain't bad. Is that bad? No, it's cute.
No, guys. No.
So I love that makeup.
Unless it's like a special occasion, like if you know, sometimes you can't do soft glam with like, you know what I'm saying, red carpet look. Mm-hmm. No. If it's a red carpet look and you need, then do this bold makeup, wada wada. But on a regular schmegular day, if I pull up to throw digest with this on my face, are you not going to be like, ooh?
I'll be like, girl, like, you ate. You ate.
No.
Where the crumbs at? Where the crumbs at? I don't see them.
Especially those eyebrows. No, no, no.
Okay,
no, no.
Minus the eyebrows. The 2016 eyebrows were just dark. I'm not gonna agree but with the you shape ate, but they were just dark.
And then there's this random brown line on your face.
No, but then
in the name of contour.
No, no, but then like imagine like Marasoft girl makeup. Now, what is the point?
Just enhancing your natural features.
What is the point?
Enhancing your natural features.
No, but then isn't the point of makeup to make yourself up? Isn't it like an art?
Yes, there's soft glam, then there's full glam. Even full glam is not as... but like, full glam is also really beautiful. Because it's still enhancing, but like a little bit more coverage, I would say.
Mm.
Yeah, and a little bit more creativity. 2016 makeup cannot make it back to these streets. Please!
It can. It
especially
can
these lashes. Comeback. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay, okay. Give us a feminine trend.
Hi, Bo. Where's this note? I love bleached brows.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah. I just
that
don't
is,
have
if I was not scared, I was going to do voice. Them.
Yes.
Like, I want a blonde era. Like, I want blonde braids.
Oh, my God. I love when you're like, so light. And then you're going to come with blonde.
Yeah. That's going to be like, so interesting. I'd look so, like, quarter to
you're
albino.
Look like a villain.
Like some like so, villain. No, but then imagine, like, I could pull it off. I could be so cute.
I don't know. Let's see.
Think
let's
about
give it a shot.
No, but I have PTSD from,
yeah,
like, cause bleaching.
Yeah, because you once had, like, orange hair.
Yeah, and I have PTSD. But otherwise, I hear the chat.
The bleach brows are really sexy. Bruh. I just don't have... I don't have the guts.
To do it. For me, it's the... Even the red ones. You know, like when you have red brows and then red hair, that is also like, that also eats.
Yeah.
A feminine makeup. I love lashes, ne?
Okay.
But then like to a certain extent.
The volume. Let's let go of the volume lashes.
No, like there's these ones that people be doing that like, you remember there was a video in I forgot what year it was, where like there was this girl, she had really large lashes and she was wearing glasses and then everybody ended up teasing her by putting paper as lashes with big glasses. You know, remember that
No, I don't, but that's
but there was
funny.
An era where she was being dragged, but look at us now. Everybody's doing those lashes that she was being dragged for. Like, you know when your lashes are so big that they cover like your eyes.
Dude.
And then now you can't see can let go of.
If the wind blows and you can't open your eyes, let
it's
go
deep.
Of the lashes.
It's deep. It's really deep.
Those volume lashes are wrong. Not even that they're ugly. Go wrong.
It's
just
and
cut. You decided. Actually, a lot of people are gonna take offense to this.
No.
I think about it, like,
no, it's a preference thing.
Somebody's probably watching this with volume lashes like...
My lashes.
Oh, man.
So it's a preference thing,
yeah,
hey?
Good.
But like, girl, why do you see your beautiful eyes? But it's a preference thing.
If the wind blows and you're doing this, nah.
I think it's knowing your eye shape. Volume lashes are not for everybody, yes.
You did mention this before. I hate the belt skirts. With all my heart.
Mini?
No way, bro.
Oh, mini skirts.
That's not a mini skirt. That's what I'm saying. It's like a belt. It's the size of a belt. Why?
And then one
your booty's hanging out there. Like, you didn't bother to wear tights, bro. And it looks cute from the front, but let that shorty turn around.
I think that one is like a photo shoot outfit.
The segment's disgusting
like,
me.
You know like the photo shoot where you take front pictures and side profile and back... There's no
like,
pictures.
Your booty's
yeah.
cute, sure, but like, why is it hanging? Like, there's no need for it to hang low.
I feel like it goes in correlation with like another trend I don't like. I don't like this. Yeah, let's wear as less as we possibly can.
Yes.
Trend.
That's like in line with the
yeah, like skirt. It's literally like honestly like there's this stockings that are like that people wear as dresses. You know those stocking dresses.
Oh.
Like, you know, that they come in pink and come in green.
Oh,
and
hate
it's
those,
a stock.
Those stripper dresses.
It's a stocking. That thing used to be worn as lingerie for strippers. And now it's like a regular like outfit in the streets.
Actually,
crazy.
That whole ripped dress shindig. And then you want to say, I'm a lady of stature, I'm a woman of value.
Ah.
offended. I really don't care.
No, but it's a thing of like shame, man. Yeah, to each their own.
No, bruh.
To each their own.
You but left then, the house in a ripped stocking, head to toe, it's ripped. Although she in dresses wearing jake, why?
No, guys. Akaya, don't do that. Don't do that.
The thing is, like, she in has some good dresses. Like, she in has some nice fashion. And you picked the ripped one? If I can make that at home with a pair of scissors, you should not be ordering it online.
You should not be buying it. Yeah. No. That trend shocked me. Like, that trend, it honestly shook. It shook me. I understand, like, around. Looking, like, sexy and a little bit of, like, cute. I get that. Yeah. But, like,
No, there's a thin line between sexy and, like...
Like, ooh, it's a brand, a penny, have, and you're outside.
I'm trying to find a synonym.
Like, I saw a girl posted, like, on Instagram, like, actually yesterday. And I was, like, shocked. I was, like, guys, it's giving pornography. because literally she was like wearing it, ne?
I was about to say, and then along those lines.
She took the picture, she did this, meaning that if she did this, her nipples would be out there for everybody. And like literally you could see like the underwear, like even the design of the underwear inside, like it had a picture, an image. You could see the image through. Are you wearing anything?
Boy. And the thing is, I saw this other TikTok of these boys. Is it Open Chats podcast? Hey, Open Chats. Nina, any problematic?
Oh, yes. Nina. They said that your market value. I saw that video and I was like,
and they're on to something though. It's really true.
They don't talk sense most of the time, but that time. I heard them.
Sorry, guys. But like, they were making sense. And I used to justify wearing revealing clothing by saying, oh no, I'm getting dressed for me.
Yes, not for you.
Not for you, not for the male gaze. This is what I like, this is what I feel comfortable with. And for a time, that makes sense. Until you realize that, one, people will address you the way, according to how you're dressed most of the time. Two, the male imagination is a very fragile thing. It can be inspired by just a shoulder. My goodness. And so if your whole, you know what I'm saying, if your nipples are out, you can imagine what that man is thinking in his mind. And he's not approaching you to have a conversation about the political state of the country. No. He's approaching you with the intention of making sure he sees the rest of what he's not seeing right now.
You know, like, it's a thing of, like, actually, there's no rest with these dresses. Everything is seen. But it's a thing of, like, you are the one who determines your value, you know? And you do that basically by how you carry yourself, what you wear and all that. So if you dressing in a way that is very sexually stimulated, you are going to be seen as a sexual object because that's how you have made yourself.
Well, even more of a sexual object because by virtue of being a
woman, you already are. But now it's like you're actually saying, hey, all you can get from me is this.
Exactly.
And it's spicy because what? You are naked. Like, why?
And we want to live in a world where, you know, you can... It's a nice idea to be able to wear what you want, right? Or to wear revealing clothing and there be no repercussions. But that's very utopian. Realistically, bro...
That is not
modesty. Yeah. Modesty will get you further. Promise you.
That's
nicer. And you feel sexy, yeah. Your curves are showing and you look good. Sure. But think about the longevity of what you're doing. You know, think about the repercussions of what you're doing. And as much as we like to say that everybody's responsible for their actions, don't provoke.
For me, it's like, don't come say that I'm more than just my body when the first thing that walks through the door is your body. Please don't come with me. I'm more than just my body. I'm more than just what I look. And then when we go on your Instagram feed, the first thing you see
is like this.
You are not more than that. You have subjected yourself to that.
Yo, and the ones that kill me are the ones who have like Bible verses in their bio, but the feed is giving nyash warrior. Yo.
No, but then God says, do not judge, Mara. I hear. Oh.
No, we're not.
It's not judgment. You know, the righteous judgment.
Yeah,
is accepted.
I think we get to point out like.
Yeah, right. We need to be able to call y'all out, guys.
Yeah, and then call us out, I guess.
Yeah, call us out. Yeah, call me out.
Okay, the last thing that I hate. Let me. it's mostly hate things. I only loved one thing here. I hate those booty leggings. Like those ones that girls normally wear to the gym. Or but the I don't know, like nowadays they wear them outdoors. Yeah, those ones that scrunch the bum. Let it go. Let it go. Because it makes your bum look weird. Like, to me, especially if you're one of those BBL babes, like,
BBL,
let go of those leggings, bro.
Let it go.
And you'll find shorty wear the leggings with a bomber jacket, like a crop bomber jacket, so that she makes sure the nyash is exposed.
No, but that's the thing. It's that thing, Guri. To her, what she is her nyash. And then that is why it must be exposed. That is why it must be exposed. Yeah, because
we should be part two of this next episode. I'm loving this.
No, but like, guys, like, how am I supposed to see more of you? Like, how am I supposed to see beyond the surface level when you value the surface level more than the inside? Yeah, like, if you want people to see you inside, guys, no way.
Even at the gym, bro, like, your squat, how are we supposed to focus? Like, you're doing RDLs, you're squatting, and it's just there, like.
And shame, it's a sinful world. And even you are sinning in your own ways. Actually, doing that, you are sinning. Like, everything is sinning. Like, you are sinning by doing that, firstly.
But two, shame, what if we are sinning with by the intention of doing that?
What? What, like, you see those, what is, guys, let's stop acting like human beings were stupid. No, there's a certain level of, like, you applying your mind. Like, apply your mind. What about that time?
You sound like a Zimbabwean English teacher. Apply your mind.
Guys, like, this thing of trying to, like, dummify ourselves to justify things that aren't right is actually, yeah, like, you know what that tight was doing. You know.
Yeah. Do you have one more, or do you want to move
no,
on?
No, that was enough for me, hey? That was enough for me.
Let us know if we should do a part two. I had the time of my life. No, shame. This was hilarious.
This was coming from a person who used
exactly
to dress like that.
Me too. Like, I used to, whoo, ha, praise God.
It's coming from a person who used to dress like that.
I even had a photo shoot shirtless. Like,
so it comes to say that, like, we grow out of these things, but we, like, it's a thing of, like, hey, man, don't put yourself in the position to be growing out of such things. Like,
I think the easiest way to maneuver through life and experiences is learn via being told. Don't learn as you go. Like,
because, like, for some people, they're able to get away with it. You may not be able to get away with it. Some people, like, they were able to delete those pictures before they circulated rounds on the internet. Now, when your picture's on some Musaka or someone posted on Twitter, but you removed it on your feed, but it's still on somebody else's Twitter. You apply for a job, the first thing they see is you in a bikini like this, and you're gonna get that job.
Nope. Also, I just think long term, like, imagine my kids stumble upon those pictures.
Oh, deep.
Or my in-laws.
Yo, the in-law chat is so real. It's so real.
Oh my God.
I literally had to, like, check my feed to be like, okay, are my in-laws gonna be fine?
Exactly. Yo, or, like, long term, who I wanna be in the next 5-10 years, and then people do their research and that's what they find. Or I'm hosting Christ in a coffee shop and then you find a bikini photo? Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to our game. Okay, so our game is 2 truths, 1 lie. Mm. This is to see how well you know me.
Yes. Okay. I also came up with 2 truths and a lie.
Okay, awesome.
I told you in the exam venue, I was preparing.
Yeah, I decided to, like, take the reins because I didn't want you to come here and think a lot. I didn't want you, you know, to overwork yourself. But since you were able to, do you want to start since I started?
Okay, let me start. Okay. The first 2 truths and a lie is I've gone to another country. I have family in Mpumalanga and I know how to roller skate.
I think the lie is that you've been to another country.
You think so?
Yeah. Because otherwise you would have posted it.
But imagine it was when I was a child. I've been. Like, my latest, not even child, like high school.
Oh, you've been to another country?
I don't know. You need to guess.
Okay, the other one, your family in Mpumalanga, Dwi. Right? Dwi. And then the last one is, what's the last one again?
I know how to roller skate.
Okay.
See me, they're like, shh.
You do not. I cannot envision you roller skating.
Why?
Because again, you would have posted you going to roller skate. When did you go roller skate?
Could have been also another hobby I had as a child.
Hey, Baba, hey, Baba. Where's the evidence? Okay, I choose. The lie is that you went to another country.
Correct.
Yes! That was my instant. You're trying to throw me off.
I was trying to cook you.
You were cooking me. Yeah, I was getting pegged. I was reconsidering. But no, I'm going to trust my gut. Okay. Okay. The first one is I had 6 dogs growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is I share a birthday with my mom. And the third one is a past love interest had my name tattooed.
I do think someone would tattoo Kaya's name.
Because you think I got it like that.
You got it like that. sharing a birthday with your mom, I think that's very true. And then that's the first one.
I had 6 dogs growing up.
You seem like a dog. Okay, no, the dogs, yes. Is it 6? Was it 6 though? Maybe she had multiple, but it could have not been 6, but it's 6. The lie is a previous partner got your name tattooed.
That's your final answer.
Yes.
Wrong. The lie is 6 dogs.
What?
Yeah, guys, somebody got my name tattooed on there. That's my biggest flex, yo. Like,
what was it? RD or
no, Kaya?
Kaya.
Yeah.
Does it still have the tattoo?
Duh, it's a tattoo. But I think they're engaged to somebody else now, so they should have gotten it removed. If you haven't gotten it removed, I don't know how you can explain that. Because they got my name tattooed and the name of my first child. Like what I was going to name my first child. Everybody BTS is like, damn. It's true, guys.
Yo.
So when they say, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't giving out no money to no niggas.
Are you dumb?
Go drive you crazy, boy.
Are you dumb? That's crazy business. Does he have his fiance tattooed?
Deep.
Okay.
I can't believe that's true.
Oh, wow.
And you know it happened like long ago in 2017 too.
How old was he?
The person was like 18. You were young though.
So this is why you do not make permanent life decisions before frontal lobe fully develops. What?
Your turn.
Okay. For me is I got 5 distinctions in matric. I was head girl in primary school. And I've done karate.
Hey, karate?
Karate.
Karate.
Yeah.
Okay, but you did tell us, like, in the first second episode, you were fighting somebody.
Yeah.
So, also, like, if you're fighting somebody and you pull out karate moves, I'm laughing at you. Like,
what
this is South Africa.
It good,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely nothing.
Huh.
Huh.
Who? Okay. 5 distinctions. No, I think it was 3. You said 3 distinctions. Because I remember us saying same, and then we missed the other ones by like 1-2%. I'm a good listener. Yeah, even if you make that face, I know I'm right. The second one, you said you're a head girl in primary school. Weren't you a naughty child?
I was.
There's no way you're a head girl in primary school. And then the last one is karate. Hey, but you look like somebody who'd be interested in nonsense. Karate lessons are nonsense. Your parents pay for karate lessons. Okay, I'm gonna go with karate lessons being a lie. Wait, head girl. Okay, head girl is a lie.
Okay, that is wrong.
Damn.
The lie is the 5 distinctions, Chad.
What?
Yeah.
Oh wait.
You did this. That's what you said at the beginning. So I don't know how you lost your...
No, technically I'm right, man.
No, you're wrong.
I just didn't think it through. No.
You're wrong.
No. Just comment down below. Team Kaya.
You are wrong.
Team Kaya.
She's wrong.
Okay. I used to host Fear Factor with my siblings.
I believe that. Yes, that is true.
I'm allergic to seafood and I'm an ambivert.
What's an ambivert?
Somebody who's both an extrovert and an introvert, depending on
the scenario. Okay, the fact that you even knew what the word ambivert meant means that's the truth. Because no one would be Googling ambivert for fun. So ambivert is true.
Okay.
So it's between fear factor and?
And allergic to seafood.
You know, Kaya is a thug. I think she would put her siblings through fear factor. Like, I think that's what she would do. Your brother seems like a person who went through fear factor. He's so I feel like the lie is you're allergic to seafood.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because like, what? I think I've seen you eat sushi at some point in your life. I think
that
I've
was
seen
too easy, boring. And I used to host fear factor. I used to make my siblings eat worms. I'm sorry, guys. It was out of love.
You see? I told you.
What? We didn't have any TVs, okay?
So you're like, come, fear factor.
Wait, we did have a TV, but we didn't have DSTV, yes. We didn't have DSTV.
So you needed
to... And we didn't have phones. Okay.
So you needed to entertain yourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Them eat worms and like a soup out of sand, you know?
Yo. How are they alive?
That's a great question.
And I knew she was the one forcing them to do it. Not that she was a participant.
I wasn't forcing
them. I knew she was an instigator.
It was fear factor, like... They were in it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, fine. Okay, this is the last one I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've done ballet before. I've worn a cast before, and I know how to drive.
You do not know how to drive.
An automatic. I know how to drive an automatic.
Driving an automatic doesn't count.
It does count as driving. I know how to drive an automatic. I meant automatic. I had automatic thing.
Okay, then that's the truth. Since you're fighting so hard that's being able to drive, even though it's not. Driving is shifting the gears, okay? But balancing the clutch.
Are you going to buy a car where you clutch balancing?
No.
Exactly.
But push comes to shove, like, you know what I'm saying? When you're in the bundus and you have to drive your great uncle's car, it is a clutch. You have to balance it.
As long as you can, one leg, two leg, one, two, three, break, two. You know, you just keep it one leg. Driving. You just keep it like this. Like,
you must hear the car go, and then you change the gear. I hate driving with all my heart.
Do you know when it's smooth and you just go.
No, that's not driving.
You can fall asleep.
You can drive an automatic fine. What's the truth? What's the other one? Ballet. Girl, you ain't do no ballet.
I was a little ballerina.
You know what? What's the third one? Ballet.
I've worn a cast before.
Worn a cast?
Meaning like fractured a wrist or something.
Are you careless like that? Yeah, you didn't do ballet. Even the way that you are busy.
What?
Yeah, you didn't do ballet.
So the ballet is the lie?
Yes.
You are wrong.
What?
What's
the truth?
I've done ballet in grade 2, and then I've won a cast in grade 2, and the lie is, I don't know how to drive.
Even an automatic, you don't know how to drive.
I wouldn't call myself
proficient. Yes, I should have seen by the way you did this.
I wouldn't call myself proficient.
Nobody drives like that.
No, but it's like...
Damn, I wasn't attentive enough. Okay, my last one.
Okay.
I'm right-handed. I was the first person in my immediate family to graduate. I was in a commercial when I was little.
I feel like you are left-handed. Something in me says you are left-handed. So the right-handed one is the lie.
No, it's the commercial one.
What? You give such left-handed vibes.
Why?
I don't know. Left-handed people are more creative.
Oh, thank you.
You give very left-handed vibes. I was so sure.
Oh, the lies.
And you looked like a commercial baby.
I do, nah.
Like, you look like you were there, like the child thing. Like,
I do. That's why I put it in there. I wanted to throw you off.
Damn.
Who won? I think I won.
I think I won.
I think it's a tie.
Could be.
It might be.
Could be. We'll see.
That's it for our game segment, guys. We're moving on to our long topic, which is... delayed gratification.
Yes. I wanted to ask, you need delayed gratification? Yes, but I don't think Google gave me the real definition.
In simple terms, delayed gratification is denying yourself a smaller, more immediate reward for a more long-term, bigger reward. So, for instance, with your exams. So, the immediate reward would be, I've studied for 6 hours, I've studied for 4 hours, I'm going to take a 1 hour nap and then come back, right? And obviously that 1 hour nap is not going to be a 1 hour nap, which is the immediate reward, but it's tiny, it's a smaller reward. Or I'm going to keep studying for the next 8 hours and then go straight to my exam or whatever the case may be, and then sleep for 12 hours after my exam because I'm only writing next week. That's a larger but like more later reward. So that's the essence of delayed gratification. Or even now, like rewarding yourself, let's say you get paid 15 thou by a brand, right? And the camera that you want to improve your content creation is 15 thou. And delayed gratification would then mean that you don't buy whatever you want to buy now, like a new handbag, or you don't go to Cape Town for that little vacay. Instead, you buy the camera. And then later, when another brand sees your content quality has improved, they give you 40 thou. And then you go to Cape Town.
Okay.
So that's the idea of delayed gratification. And it has more to do with self-discipline than anything. And funny enough, there was like this research done, right, on delayed gratification and how children respond to it. So it was, I think you've seen the trend before where it's like, what's it? The child, they put sweets in front of the child and then they say, you can't eat these sweets until I come back, right? And you see many children fail. Also, there's like the experiment that I'm talking about was they had put a small cookie and a small marshmallow in front of a child, and a large cookie and a large marshmallow in front of the child. And they said, you can have, or they said, which one do you want more? And obviously the child says, I want the larger ones. And they said, okay, you can have the smaller ones now, but if you really want the big ones, you have to wait until I come back. And so that showed how willing the child is to wait and how disciplined they are. A lot of the children failed. But the research showed that the ones who were able to wait were more successful later in their lives. They were more academically successful, financially successful. They were more creative. They were more expressive. And they were more emotionally temperamental, I would say. Like, they were more emotionally balanced. That's the word I'm looking for. More emotionally balanced. They were able to regulate their emotions as adults and not lash out later. So that, for me, was interesting. And then what else was interesting? I'm sorry for yapping.
It's okay.
What else was interesting was the researchers, based off of that experiment with the children, were able to deduce what was known as the hot and cold effect, right? So... the hot and cool effect. And so what that means is that the children who failed were the ones who embraced the heat. And the heat is the more emotional response, or the more physical response to the situation of waiting. And that means when they were waiting, they were thinking about the taste of the cookie, about basically satisfying their desire for this cookie
right now.
And then the ones who were able to wait cooled themselves down by engaging intellectually. So thinking about the reward itself, or processing the cookie as something else, you know, or the marshmallow as something else, as a fluffy cloud, whatever the case may be. So the ones who were able to wait engaged their intellect more, and the ones who failed to wait engaged their emotions more, which I found to be incredibly interesting, because that's...
I know I would have been the child who took the smaller cookies.
So you're more inclined to make decisions based off your emotions.
Yeah, I'm hot. I'm very hot. I'm a hot person. So could correlate with like lack of self-discipline kinda, but yeah, I'm very hot. Yeah, and I just thought about it because I also like put my partner in the same thing. He's very cool. He's more of a like, so yo, shame, power to that man. He's kept me, he's cooled down my heart.
What has been your heart, girl?
No, like for instance, you made an example with studying, like, you know, taking like a small break and then, you know, you have a bigger break later on. So, like, when I would have the urge to take those small breaks and say, oh, let me take my nap, rah, rah, he would be like, no, just push through and then you can just sleep. No need for a nap, you know, and even a nap will make you more tired. So, like, if I was alone, I'd have just to get my nap. But yeah, because he was present, I felt the urge to just...
You can study when your man's around.
Yeah.
Ooh, congratulations.
Yeah, I can. I can. I actually find myself more productive when he's around.
Sabawel. It's the opposite for me. You just the brain just switches off.
You just stay like... Let me relax. We're going... Let me...
Derailing.
Okay, fine, fine, we fine, derailing. Fine.
So in what ways in your life do you practice delayed gratification? If you do at all, without the help of your partner?
I don't think I have... Well, I think... I don't think I practiced it. I think I'm more... I'm impulsive irregardless.
Okay.
So you see, like, the camera example,
mm-hmm,
you know, depends on my logic that time.
Mm-hmm.
So my logic would have been, get the camera now, be broke, and then you'll make more money, and then, like, you get the camera now, you be broke,
mm-hmm,
and then, of course, you can thug it out for things you want. But it's easy to make money for things you want. It's harder to make money for things you need,
mm-hmm,
because things you need tend to be more expensive than things you want, yeah, you know, sometimes. So I would apply that logic, but it would still be very impulsive. You mm-hmm know, I wouldn't have thought about everything else. Da, da, da. So I don't know really how to balance delayed gratification.
I also realized that, like, I lack a lot of discipline.
Mm.
You know, I say I'm going to do something and then I don't do it. Or I start something and then I don't finish it. And apparently there's been sort of a fix for this thing on the internet. I don't know if you've come across the 75 hard challenge. So the 75 hard challenge is a challenge where you embark on a 75 day discipline, you know what I'm saying, regimen, where you have about 10, I think 10 rules, 5 to 10 rules, mm-hmm, for yourself, right? I'm gonna tell you what my rules are. And throughout these 75 days, you're gonna practice, or you're going to make sure that you accomplish 5 of these,
mm-hmm,
well, the number of the goals depends on you. So I think I have 10. 10, you accomplish all 10 of these things, all 75 days. And it builds discipline. So it has to build discipline physically. It has to build mental discipline. And has to build, I think, spiritual discipline is dependent on who you are.
Mm.
But those forms of discipline, right? Let me tell you what mine are. And I started today.
Okay, Nama will start today, guys.
Dude, as for Nama, I will start today.
No, serious. I'll go do it today. Mm-hmm. I need to be disciplined. I lack discipline, Shame.
Yo, me too, bro.
I
lack
still. I'll tell myself I'll go to the gym. I won't go.
Everything has to go my way now, immediately.
I lack so much discipline. I can't follow. I'm also not the follow through type.
Yeah.
Also, I'll do some and then I'll end up not doing it. Depends when I do it or when I don't do it. I'm also, yeah, guys, I also leave things, like, I don't finish what I start. Like, I don't feel bad for not finishing what I, you know, some people finish what they start because, oh, my God. For me, I'm like, hey, man.
Also, you know, okay, before I tell you what my rules are for the 75 Hard Challenge, I was thinking about this in a spiritual manner,
mm-hmm,
that sometimes we settle for the things that God hasn't planned for us just because they make us happy in this moment,
mm-hmm,
and they appeal to our emotional desires in this moment and our physical fleshly desires in this moment, losing sight of what the cool system is,
yes,
and what the bigger thing may be, which requires more waiting. It requires more,
it's harder,
it's more difficult, and it requires more refining. It's more, way more difficult than what the now is. And I think we settle in that regard, especially when it comes to relationships. In our memberships topic, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of dating. But for me, I feel like a hypocrite because I'm so against dating, yet here I am. But I feel like dating is a form of...
Yes, it's self-gratification, yes, now.
It's a now gratification.
That's so
thing.
True. I also, like, it was so crazy. When I was doing the pros and cons in the car, I had like one pro... And then all so I had was like cons.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, balance it out. But I couldn't think of any pros of date. To be honest, it was so hard.
Yeah.
But the cons, they just come top of my head.
Because, man, dating is the more...
It can marriage light.
Yeah, and it's also like, man, the watered down version of what you know you deserve. Because you know you deserve better than this 3-year relationship where nothing is going anywhere. But because you're lonely or because you're broke. Probably no female sometimes, eh? Because they date for the wrong reasons. But because of all of these things that you want to sort out now, you settle for a relationship you know you're not meant to be in. And that also has to do with, you know, career-wise. You settle for a job you know you're not meant to be doing. But because it pays the bills at the moment, you're going to do it.
You're going to do it regardless.
And then you end up stuck.
That's, it's, like, you know, I think this thing, like, there's no formula for life. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, a thin line with everything. Because sometimes, like, there's a person who can gratify self now and still also get gratification, like, the reward of the intended delayed gratification.
Yeah.
There are people who their lives will plan out like that.
Actually.
But then there's also, like, people who self-gratify now, but then they don't get the rewards of the gratification if they just waited.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. You know, so it's a thing of like, it's very, there's no formula. There's literally no formula to life. Like, it's, even with like the dating thing, like you'll date now and then you get gratification now and you will get married and get gratification later. Yeah. And you could be in a very prosperous, happy marriage and stuff. But there's people who date now but lose out on the people that they were actually meant to be in because they self-gratified that feeling of loneliness and all that. So, hey, life, guys, I'm not a formula.
And it makes it difficult for the person who's outside looking in because, like, why must I delay self-gratification if it worked out for that person, you know?
But that's the thing. It's a thing of, like, you know, the reason why I would never rob a bank is because, no, you know, it's like that analogy, like, someone else will rob and get away with it. But if I were to rob it, I would be the one to get caught. Because
God is going to teach them through you.
You know, like, so there are, like, certain things in life that, like, when for some odd reason you're convicted to wait it out, it means that that is not something, like, if you actually have that thought when you're about to do something, it means don't do that thing.
Yeah.
You will be the example.
Hey.
You will be the exception. Hey. You'll be the exception to the rule. So it's a thing of, like, I think it's a thing of, like, are you willing to take the risk of gratifying yourself now?
Mm.
Are you willing to buy all those things you want and take the risk of the potential brand deals you could have lost?
Yeah.
The even owning a camera, are you willing to take that risk?
Yeah.
Are you willing to take the risk of losing out of on the person God intends for you because you couldn't wait?
Okay, we're gonna derail here a little bit, right?
Okay.
Do you believe that, like, there are people God intends for you as a partner? Like, do you believe that there's an intended partner for somebody?
Yeah, I in the sense of, like, I believe that every person you meet, you were meant to meet. Like, there's a reason why you needed to meet them. Like, I genuinely feel like some people, we meet them and then we don't do what God intended for us to do in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I heard that, like, don't date everybody you like and you seem to get along with. You know, sometimes that person, you're not meant to date them. Maybe you're just meant to, like, be a friend.
Mm.
And then you guys are going to grow each other in different ways. Or maybe it was for you to open a door in different ways. Or for that person to open that door for you in another space.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you went and you felt giddy, oh my God, I like this person. You dated this person. Now this person gets this job opportunity that they could give to you. But because you all were not even intended to date in the first place, you ended your relationship on bad terms. Now he can't call you and say, oh, by the way, here's the job you wanted. You know, so it's a thing of, like, God can only do so much, but sin takes over and blurs us in a lot of things, you know. Like, it's a thing of, like, there's a saying, the devil tests into temptations.
Mm.
Lead us not into temptation. God will never lead you into a temptation. Mm. He will give you a test which the devil will take and tempt you with.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you meet people, think of it like that, you know.
That's gonna make me so over analytic about my interaction.
Because, like, hey, now you this person was supposed to be maybe a test or maybe a situation.
That doesn't answer my question though, Mpo.
What was the question though?
Do you believe that there are partners that God intended for other people?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I think there could be multiple partners God intends for you. In a sense of, like, not like you are supposed to be in a love or in a polygamous relationship. I'm not talking about polygamous relationships. I'm talking about, like, compatibility. You know, in a sense.
Okay.
Like, but I honestly, hey man, hey, God's plan is above us. So I don't know.
I'm gonna disagree with you. I don't think
there's no such thing as like a soulmate.
No, I don't like, believe.
Like, ooh, and Eve to an Adam.
I think that Eve to an Adam was necessary for where we are now, like salvation.
But then what about Sarah and Abraham?
Man, stop giving me all
what
of
about,
these.
What about Esther and who was Esther's husband?
King Xerxes.
I forgot. But like, what about that? So like, there are so many marriages.
These
things,
that's what I'm saying. Like these ones, the ones that you are mentioning, necessary for salvation. Because when you look at it, Jesus came from that lineage, right? From the Ruth and Boaz.
So you think
lineage.
God stopped his work in that regard of pairing people perfectly?
Because Jesus came, he fulfilled his purpose, he's going to come back.
But then that's the
amazing
thing. Jesus came and fulfilled his purpose, but he left the mantle to us.
So that means we have soulmates? Stop it.
No, it's not a thing of like, I'm saying it means you have soulmates. You're saying those pairings were for salvation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, salvation is not, the battle has been won.
Yes.
But then that's like, not for us. Not, we're not there yet, but it has been won. But the thing is now that, what are you being judged on? If the battle has already been won type thing. You know, like, what's the point of discipleship if the battle has been, the mantle has been left for you. So maybe there's marriages that need to happen for the continuance.
I agree.
Of the kingdom
but
of God.
But not everybody is going to be in a marriage that must happen.
Yeah, but then it's a thing of like, how do you know your marriage is not that marriage?
Girl, don't make me delusional. You know.
No, but like,
don't make
serious.
Me sit here and... imagine, maybe it's meant to be, no.
That's why, like, you know, the concept of equally yoked is so important.
Okay.
Like, being in relationships where you are equally yoked. Because, you know, it's a thing of, like, one thing about God, the purpose of his kingdom will happen. Oh, sorry. Okay. The purpose of the kingdom will happen, eh? Mm-hmm. But then, in fulfilling that purpose, if God intends it to be you and you decide to turn away, he will make it someone else because it has to happen irregardless.
Yes.
But then now you have to answer for not listening.
Okay, yes.
So now imagine you're not listening and God saying that man is your husband, but you're not listening.
Oh, he will give me another mission to fulfill, man. With derailing again.
Okay, but like, yeah.
Delay gratification. Okay, these are my 10 rules. Okay.
Yeah.
5 meals a day. Why? Because I don't eat. I starve myself until I feel dizzy.
5.
Yeah, especially because like I have body goals also.
Yeah.
3 hours of Bible study and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Work out 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours of ultra focus on career motives.
Mm-hmm.
Create content every day.
Ooh.
1 rest day every 11 days. Follow a skin and body care routine because I have not been taking care of my skin in my body. 1 hour of complete stillness a day. 3 hour social media limit. Hey. Because TikTok has me here.
Mm-hmm.
Make a journal entry before bed. Those are my 10 rules.
Okay.
So there's a spiritual discipline there, which is the
3-hour
the Bible study.
Study
and prayer.
Yes.
There's a physical discipline, which is working out.
Yes.
There's a career discipline. So that's the ultra focus, creating content
every day.
And then what's the last one? Mental discipline, which is stillness.
Yeah,
and
the
social
outsiders.
Media limit. Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really nice.
Just off the top of your head, to practice discipline and to delay gratification, what are maybe like 5 rules that you're going to start adhering to today?
Okay, 3 meals a day.
You also don't eat.
Yeah, shame. I haven't eaten right now.
Same.
I last ate like yesterday at like 6 o'clock.
Same.
So three meals a day, definitely. The 4 days at gym thing.
Yeah.
The 3, same as you.
Really?
Yeah, because I think our goals are very congruent. So
oh,
like,
sorry.
So
yeah, it shows you come from an exam room.
My English
congrats.
Today is the funnels are not depleting. Yes, thank you. They're very congruent to each other. So
yeah.
It's a thing of like, I kind of relate. Maybe
yeah.
like the hours and the quantity will
yeah.
differ, but the goals are still
the
same.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. We're building discipline. We're delaying gratification in this season.
Yes.
I think also just... in terms of the heart system and the cool system, regulating, you know, how
yes.
how many emotional responses we have to situations,
yes.
how many intellectual responses we have to situations. Because I'm also learning that I don't delay gratification as much as I should, and I make too many emotional decisions.
Same. I'll work on that. Y'all work on that. Tell us what you do impulsively. What are your impulsive decisions?
What are our impulsive decisions?
Buying. I'll spend money. That's my impulsive decision.
What is my impulsive decision? Sleep. Like any little stress where I get, I just close my eyes, I go sleep.
You see, like,
you try again tomorrow.
Me, it's I go shop.
I sleep. All right, so, guys, let us know how you guys fail or struggle to practice discipline in your personal lives and how you plan to change it. Are you also embarking on the 75 hard challenge with us? We're going to update you guys next week and see how well that's going, if we actually manage to build discipline. But you know the cues. Are you going to do the cues? Should I do the cues?
Do the cues.
Like, comment, share, subscribe, turn on your post notifications, and we'll see you guys next week, Monday at 3 p.m., baby. Oh, memberships also.
Oh, yes. Bye.